Kevin Maynard, executive director of Opening Nights at Florida State University. Opening Nights is the professional presentation arm of Florida State University. So we report to the president's office, and our role is to bring in arts and entertainment, not just for FSU, but for the Tallahassee community as well. This year, we've themed our season Opening Minds. We started with sort of a focus on, what we wanted to bring into the season. I'm new to Tallahassee, so we started talking about things like, bringing in some larger names, bringing in some different genres that people may not have represented here in Tallahassee, but we really focused on education as well. We knew that was going to be a key input. So we settled on this theme of opening minds, which is really how we laid the framework for the rest of the season. We've got to start with our season opener on September 5th, and that is Jeff Goldblum and the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra. And yes, it is that Jeff Goldblum plays the jazz piano, has backed by really a jazz ensemble, the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra. And that'll be in Ruby Diamond. That'll kick off our season. The next month, we have Morgan Freeman's Symphonic Blues Experience coming in. And this is a really great show. Morgan Freeman is a co-owner of a blues club in the Mississippi Delta, loves blues music, loves symphony music. So he's paired some of his blues musicians with and created arrangements for an orchestra. So here it'll be blues musicians and the Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra talking about playing music and talking about the history of the Mississippi Delta blues. The insane part to me that I get to say is that Morgan Freeman will actually open the show live and in person in Ruby Diamond, which is absolutely incredible. A couple other shows that may not be on people's radars that I am very excited for. There is a group called the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra. They will be at Tallahassee State College. At the Turner Auditorium, and they'll be doing this program called Meet Me at the Fair, and it is music from the World's Fairs. Rick Benjamin, the conductor, will talk about the history of the World's Fairs, how they started, the things that have happened at them. He himself actually conducted at the 1992 World's Fair, and it also will combine a video of the World's Fairs as well that they will orchestrate music live to. And then there's one that's I'm really, really excited for called Songs of the Bulbul. Songs of the Bulbul is a Casho Deirdre dance company. Casho Deirdre is the dancer. He and another choreographer created this piece that is a one-man show that really is the story of one man's journey to in search of the divine. And it is honestly, the most beautiful and stunning piece of theater or dance that I have ever seen. And so I'm really excited to have that in Ruby Diamond on this season. Our season this year has been carefully curated. Every act that we're bringing in is being brought in for a particular reason, whether that's, them coming in town and actually spending 4 or 5 days with us doing a residency model to, reach our public schools, or if it's, just bringing in a big celebrity, like a Morgan Freeman, like a Jeff Goldblum. The fact that Morgan Freeman's going to be in Ruby Diamond concert hall is absolutely incredible. One of the reasons that Songs of the Bulbul landed on our season this year is because in 2024, it debuted at the Edinburgh International Festival in Edinburgh, Scotland. And happened to be there with my wife. I don't always say this publicly, but I'm not a big dance person. It's not something that I seek out when I'm not doing it for my job. But it was my wife's birthday, and she is a dancer and loves dance. So we went and saw this performance. And I went and I bought two tickets. They were the last two tickets in the theater, all the way at the back of the house. And it is a performance that I still talk about probably once a week. It's so good that I actually kept the program. It's sitting on my desk in my office, and that's something I absolutely never do. It's the only one that I have of the hundreds of shows that I've seen. And so really, like, everything about this season is catered and chosen for our community here. Tickets honestly should be pretty easy. You can go to openingnights.fsu.edu. There is a tickets link right there, and you can buy tickets for the entire season. Everything can be purchased online, and if online isn't your thing, you can reach out to our box office or visit us at 200 West College Avenue, and come in and purchase those in person. For the general public, those tickets will go on sale Thursday, August 7th at 11 a.m. I think that there really is something for everyone on this season. And like I said, everything has been chosen for a reason. And I think I always let people know that if there's something that they would like to see on our seasons in the future, just reach out to us. I mean, we've got a running list of shows that we are working towards because they've been requested from the community.